פרגרף זיין, וזה בחינס פסח וספירה סיימר השבועס. Based on our discussion, we'll be able to understand a deeper meaning to the holiday of Pesach and the period of Sfira Soimer going to Shavuos. She'oz kol hiskarvus Yisrael avim shvashamayim. That was the special time of the Jews coming close to Hashem. She'itzionu mimitzrayim bePesach k'dei lekabel haTorah b'Shavuos k'dei lehakaros Yisborach. Hashem took us out of Egypt on Pesach so that we could receive the Torah on Shavuos, so that we could get to realize Hashem. We should get to be fully conscious, fully aware of Hashem. V'hu ikar hu hu emuna. And the most important thing about Kabbalah Satorah is faith. Shehi klal v'yesoid kol haTorah kula. That's the rule and the foundation of the entire Torah, the basis and the foundation of the whole Torah. Kama shekosu, as the Pasuk says, Kol mitzvoisecha emuna. All the mitzvois reflect our faith in Hashem. Avu lehaloi sulasakein hu emuna shenofla tzrichin kol atikunim hamavoram batoyranal. However, when we want to complete, when we want to perfect the emuna that's in a fallen state, we need all the tikunim that were mentioned in the chapter in Likutei Moran that Rav Nosson Zal quoted here. And this is why during this time period, from Pesach till Shavuos, we have to draw upon ourselves all of those tikkunim that are mentioned over there in Likutei Moran. This is the concept of the counting of the Omer, which we do to prepare to receive the Torah on Shavuos. Because we learned earlier that one of the first tikkunim was, in order to perfect the emuna, is we have to be able to draw deep advice from deep waters. Because these deep waters of advice are also the waters which nourish the emuna. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Mayim amukim etza b'levish. Exactly, etc. As Rabbeinu Zal quotes this pasuk over there, that these deep waters—that's the advice in the heart of a person. V'lozet tzrichin letzachtzeach haneshama al yedei hamshachas ruchnius elikus l'tachat tzimtzumim. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there in Likutei Moran that in order for a person to be able to receive this deep advice, he has to polish his neshama. He has to shine up the neshama. And the way that a person does that is by drawing spirituality, ruchnius, into tzimtzumim, into vessels, into kelim. Shaydeze nimshach parnosa. That's what gives a person parnosa. Shal yodo metzachzichim haneshama. And when a person has the right parnosa, that shines up, that polishes the neshama. Shaydeze yechoylen lahamshich ho'etzei semukos. And that's what enables the person to be able to draw and receive deep advice. Kemavur kol ze b'toyranal, as all of this is expounded on in the chapter in Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas hakrovas ha'oimer so'irim u'sfira. With this we could understand the concept of bringing the omer of barley, which was brought, that korban minchas omer of barley, and also the actual counting of the omer. Kemavur b'kavonas, because it's explained in the writings of Yarizal, She'oimer so'irim kolu mikol hatzimtzumim. That this measure of barley, which was brought as a sacrifice on the second day of Pesach, the oimer so'irim, represents all the different types of tzimtzumim, all the different types of constrictions that could be. How does the Arizal show this? The Arizal tells us, we know that the word in the Hebrew alphabet, there are different letters. There are letters that are called open letters, and there are letters that are closed letters. We know that there are five letters in the alphabet that come in two formats. One format, when they open a word, or when they're in the middle of a word, and they appear differently, completely differently, when they close a word, when they're at the end of a word. These letter, five letters are Menatzbach, Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, Chof, which have two forms to them. These five letters, Menatzbach, Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, Chof, are begimatria 280. The Arizal says that 2 times Manatzbach, 2 times 280 is 560. And if you add, now we said Manatzbach is 5 letters. So you have 5 letters, and 5 letters gives you 10 letters. And the numerical value we said was 570, we're up to 580. And all of this comes together in the 5 letters of Manatzbach, gives you 585, which is the word Se'ira, Shin Ayin Reish Hey. I'm sorry, take that back, not 585, 575. We said it was 280 times 2 is 560, plus the 5 letters each gives you 570, and all coming together in one basic unit of 5 letters gives you 575, which is the Hebrew word Se'ira, which means barley. The Arizal explains why 2 times Manatzbach, why all these things. He goes into the details of it. But for now, and we know that those are letters that close a word. Close always means a concept of tzimtzum, constriction. To open means to give. Poiseach es yodecho masbir means to give, a flow of shefa. Sosum, closed, is a concept of constriction. So that barley is a concept of constriction. And Omer is a measurement, a specific measurement, which is also, again, a constriction. Rab Nosson Zal says, Hainu shalidei hakrovas ha'omers. We know that barley is referred to as animal food. Wheat is human food, which is a higher level, which is a concept of chesed. Se'ira, barley, is a lower level grain, which is associated more with animals, meichel behema, which is more a concept, again, of gvura, judgment, harshness, tzimtzum. And through bringing this Omer Soirim, Mamshichin Ruchnius Elokus Latoch HaTzimtzumim, Shemesakna Ide Omer. By bringing this Mincha Soimer on the second day of Pesach, this was an example of drawing spirituality into tzimtzum, into constriction. V'alkein Oz Daiko Hutra Chilas Yisrael. And this is why it's only after the Omer was brought, that's when the Jews were allowed to eat from the new crop. Ki koidem ha'omer osur lechem me'atvua chadosha. Because before the omer was brought, the Jews were not allowed to eat from the grain of the new crop. Ki parnosas v'achilas Yisrael tzrichen lahamshich alidei hamshochas ruchnius elakus latoich tzimtzumim. Because the parnosa and eating of the Jewish people, we have to be able to draw that through this process of drawing spirituality into vessels. Shalidei achila zois metzachzichen haneshama. When a person eats that way, when a person eats properly, where they're drawing spirituality into vessels, that's what polishes up the neshama. Shezeh na salidei hakrova soimer daiko. That's accomplished through the act of bringing this korban oimer, which is what releases the grain. It koshers all the new grain, all the new crops. Because this concept of the oimer, we said, was an example of drawing spirituality into tzimtzum, into judgment. V'ayin mizeh behilchis tchumen halocha dalet. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you look back in the laws of tchumen, which is after Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Dalid, there also Rav Nosson Zal explains the concept he's speaking about here. V'alkein soifren hayomim loimer. And this is why we have this important mitzvah of counting days to the Omer, counting from the Omer. U'tzrichen lisper sheva shabbosites, we count 7 Shabboses, 7 weeks. Keneged shiva simei bereishis, corresponding to the 7 days of creation. And we know that each one of those 7 days is a composite of all the other 7. It's 7 times 7. Ki b'shivas yimei bereishis bora Hashem Yisborach es kol habria kula. Because in the 7 days of creation, Hashem completed the entire world. B'sheishis yimei ma'ase, 6 days of work. Uvashvi shavas, and on the 7th day he rested. Shaydeze Iker Kium Habriya, and that's when Hashem established the creation. V'chol Habriya Hoyorak Bishvil Lagalos V'Amuraboylam, and we know that the main purpose of creation was to reveal faith in Hashem, to reveal the fact that Hashem is King, and all of us are required to believe in Him. K'may Shekotzel, as the pasuk says, V'chol Maaseihu Be'Emuna, that all of Hashem's actions are with faith. meaning the whole creation, Maisa Bereshis, was for the sake of faith, believing. Ki emuno hi shoyrish kol abriya kula, because emuna is the foundation of the whole creation. Ki b'shvilo nivra koil, it's for emuna that everything was created. Ki klal habriya hu b'chinas hamshachas ruchnias elikus l'toch tzimtzumim, because Rav Nosnesal says the whole act of Hashem creating the world was an example of drawing spirituality into vessels, into tzimtzumim. Shezehu ikar habriya shel kol davar shehimshich ruchnias elikus kaviyochel l'toch tzimtzum kozeh. That's the whole concept of each and every item Hashem created, whether it's a tree, whether it's a bird or anything. Hashem drew his spirituality into a tzimtzum, into a constriction, until it resulted in creating this tree, this rock, this bird. And so to all other details of creation. And on each one of the 6 days of creation, there was a unique, different creation. That's the concept of drawing spirituality into vessels based on a particular day. Until Hashem completed this act of creation. And so too on all the other days of creation. And Hashem's purpose in this was to be able to bring a flow of goodness into all the worlds, in order to polish up and beautify the souls of the Jewish people, in order to be able to draw that deep advice, to develop and perfect the emuna through that. However, during the 6 days of creation, everything happened only through Hashem's effort, heavenly effort, no human effort, because there was no human yet in the world. However, when did things really happen? When man came to the world. Whereby the main completion and perfection of creation was through him. Because that's what man is all about. Man is supposed to be involved in completing everything, perfecting everything. By being able to draw spirituality into the world through his initiative, through the person's efforts, through the man's initiative. That's the main thing. That's what Hashem really wants, that human beings should do what they need to do to bring about a flow of spirituality, a flow of ruchni yisalakus into tzimtzumim. Al kein ha'odom ha'sholeim tzorech lechavim b'chol yoyim v'yoyim kefi ha'briya shoye b'yisayoyim kemuvan b'ksovim. And this is why a Jew who is solid, a solid citizen, an Odom HaSholem, a tzaddik, is required each and every single day of the week to have in mind all those items that were created in that day of the week when Hashem first created the world, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal. And as the Gemara tells us, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Anshei Maimad, the Yisraelim who were there, were involved in this each and every single week. But Parshas Bereishis, they would read a portion from Parshas Bereishis. The Koru b'chol yoyim habriya shoye b'yisayoyim. And on each day of the week, on Monday, they would recite the portion of the Torah that speaks about the creation that Hashem did on Monday. On Tuesday, the same thing. Because we, Klal Yisrael, are required to draw spirituality into vessels on a daily basis in order to renew and keep up the creation of that particular day, whatever day we're in, Monday, Tuesday, whatever day we're in, in the form of Isarusa de la Sata, where we're doing it through our initiative. Not Hashem is doing everything, but we are putting in certain effort to draw this spirituality into Tzimtzumim. And the most important reason why we need to do that is to be able to draw a flow of goodness from Hashem. And that the neshama should sparkle. So that the person should be able to draw deep advice based on that particular day, in order to be able to develop and nourish and improve their emuna through this advice that's coming from the drawing the spirituality into Kalim on each and every individual day. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, listen to these words. The Iker Kol Ho'ikrim, and the most important of all the important things is, Kimi Sheroitze Losim Liboy Al Drochov Lestakel Al Tachlisoi Vesoifoi. A person who's serious about concentrating on every single thing he does, Lestakel Al Tachlisoi Vesoifoi, to always be concerned about what's going to be the future, what's the goal, what's the purpose, what's the objective of all of this, what's the permanent, eternal objective of all of this. V'soif kol soif mayin asi imoy, and to think about what's going to be with me in the end. Hu yodea umeivin shetzrichen b'chol yoyim v'yoyim eitzois amukois harbe. Such a person will realize and understand that each and every single day they require tremendous advice, deep advice, lehinotzel mima shetzorach linotzel, to be saved from what they need to be saved from. Kol echod kefi inyonov, each person based on his arena, based on what he goes through. Sheyizke lavor hayoyim b'sholoyim, that the person should be zoche to go through the day peacefully. In other words, successfully, to have a successful day. Ki yitzroi shelodo mezgabro olov b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, k'moy shom razal, because a person's yetzahara works on him every single day. Every single day comes back making a new effort to get the person to fall. K'moy shom razal, as the Gemara says, v'kamo sibois varpatkois sho'ivrim al kol chodom b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, and how many different circumstances each and every single person goes through every single day. V'kama v'kama eitzois amukos v'tachbulos gedoilos tzorech b'chol yoyim sheyizke lehinotzel mehoroitzchim v'oyervim v'achzorim hoim nimole b'chol yoyim. And how much advice and the person needs, and the tricks that a person needs to know in order to save himself from the murderers and those who lie in ambush, the vicious killers who are rising up against him each and every single day, which are the Yetzirah and all of his cohorts, all of his assistants. Utzrichim b'chol yoyim litzoik harbe harbe mimamakim e'em akalev mo'oid mo'oid. And therefore, since we learned before that in order to get the advice that a person needs, he's got to cry out Hashem from the depths of his hearts. So since we need advice every single day a person has to cry out Hashem from the depths of his hearts. Ad sheyizke lahamshich eitzois amukos me'atzadik wemes, until he'll be zeicha to receive the true deep advice from the true tzaddik. Shehem b'chinas mayim amukim eitzah b'levish, which is the deep waters that are the advice that's found in the heart of the true tzaddik. Kedei sheyizke leida lo seis eitzos l'nafshoi b'chol dover, that the person will know what to do in every single situation, what to do for the benefit of his soul. Sheyatzliach hatzlocho hu amitis v'anitzchis, so that the person will have true, eternal success. And it's about this that Dovid HaMelech cried out a lot to Hashem, Ad ono oshis eitzois benafshi, Hashem, how long am I going to be seeking advice for my soul? Uchsiv, and David HaMelech says to Hashem, Ba'atzoscho tancheni, Hashem, please lead me with your advice, with your direction. Uchsiv, and another pasuk says, Avorech es Hashem asher yotzoni, I bless the Hashem who advises me, who guides me.